Wednesday.
All right, call our meeting back to order. Got Nikki standing before us with the agenda, looks like.
That's correct. Have to review a few things on it. Due to the funeral this afternoon.
We still have 1 o'clock, is that?
I talked to Frank. Okay. Frank has been talking to Larry Lacy. And Larry Lacy at Southern Natural Gas evidently has clarified where on Sycamore Church Road he wants the easement. I have not seen it, but Frank has assured me he's going to visit with each one of the commissioners prior to lunch to show exactly where on Sycamore Church individually so that at 1 o'clock we can vote on it if we're satisfied. So it'll be a phone vote.
He may come over here in just a little bit during administrative time just to kind of give you guys a heads up. So he doesn't have to try and pinpoint each one of you.
Because the problem is if there may have been some miscommunication between us and them when Frank was on vacation, and they're up against a time frame of stopping trenching. So that's why there's a little sense of urgency. So I told Frank if he can get with each one of us individually, make sure that we understand where on Sycamore Church Road, that's where my hesitance we. I don't want to give a blanket easement for the entire road, but if he can pinpoint and he thought he could, then I would be able to be supportive of an easement. So anyway, he's supposed to do that so that we could do a phone vote at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
That's the only thing how it's posted that way. I called Frank because he said that he really needed that.
Okay. But, and that's good. Thank you for the information. Uh-huh. But we've got a funeral at 1 o'clock. Visitation starts at 1 o'clock. So how are you doing that?
Well, I was hoping that from 1 to 101, we could just do a phone vote real fast and walk in at 101 to the visitation.
Do it on the telephone,
yes,
what you're
sir.
Saying.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Just want to be clear.
Yeah, a phone vote. I'm sorry.
Okay. All right. That sounds like a plan.
If Frank gets us the information.
Sure.
Okay.
Sounds good to me. Other comments or questions?
We're on Wednesday. You guys are meeting with the Corps of Engineers, as well as Arkansas Game and Fish. It was originally scheduled for 10:30. Danny has a specialist appointment that cannot be moved, and he felt like he needed to be a part of this, obviously. It's hard to get those two entities together to come down here and meet with you guys, so I moved it to 9 o'clock.
Okay.
We'll start out here.
Correct.
And then go out to the
field.
Okay. And we're specifically talking about Sloha and KDOC, right?
Correct.
Nothing else?
Nothing else.
Okay. Is there anything else, Danny, that we may be talking about?
No. If we get... if Arkansas Fish and Game are coming, I think there may be some other things that they're going to talk about.
Okay.
The 5-foot water raise...
Right.
That's the only thing that they would be involved with, so I don't know that they would be involved in the payment of Slough Hollow. But the other things that we turned in, there's more than just Slough Hollow.
I was just asking in case we needed to post it, but if we're not going to take action, we can talk about anything. So.
Yeah.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
Personally, I won't be here on Wednesday. I have to take my son to a specialist, and then I will be gone for the rest of the week.
Okay.
So you're gone.
And we've already... the energy savings at 10:30 on Friday is what Linda opened this morning, I assume.
That little initial packet I gave you, the same company that's doing Hollister's thermostatic controls, I originally gave you a small packet of information. They want to come in and do a presentation. It won't take very long to kind of explain what they're doing for Hollister to see if we want to move forward.
Originally, they were coming this afternoon.
But we
had to move in.
So what do we call this? Performance contracting or something?
No, it's actually not a performance contract. That's one of the questions I asked them specifically. It's... at this point, I don't know how you'd label it, except it's EPM's energy saving thermostatic control.
So, what about other companies? Are we following good policy as far as looking at company to do workforce. I mean, we've had this issue on the table many times that we have a company come and, or we see a company that has potential for us, and we've said, no, we don't want to do that without doing an RFQ first, or have we followed our policy that way?
We've had others that have came in on the energy, haven't we, Jim? I mean,
what I've been trying to do is gather enough information together so that if we are comfortable with the concept of this entire, the concept of thermostatic control, then we would stop and then go to RFP with the whole thing if we felt comfortable. There's no reason to put an RFP unless we're comfortable with the potential savings that they're saving. So basically what I was trying to do is I'm comfortable with what the company's saying, so I want to make sure that you guys are comfortable, and then we can put it out for RFP if we're all comfortable after that meeting. So
okay.
We're not superseding the step. It's more of an education because it's very non-traditional thinking, but it's not a performance contracting as performance contracting go.
I can see Chuck's point because constant companies coming in and making presentations, but I also can see what you're trying to do, but I just wonder if they would be better off to visit with us individually. They visited with you already individually.
I've met
right?
with them twice to make sure I understand, because I want to make sure I understand it before I can support it.
Right. Do you think that would be a better process for us to do, Jim, or do you think for us to set in a meeting that's organized, a county commission meeting, that we would be opening the doors for everybody to...
Individually, you would ask more questions. Individually, you would understand the process and the product better. So if you guys are open to individual meetings, I think that's great. And then I'd cancel this in a heartbeat so you guys could understand it. I mean, because I asked a bunch of simple questions because I didn't understand what they're doing. And the first meeting I had was with Debbie Redford when she said how much money they're saving in Hollister schools. I wanted to understand how they did it and what company did it and the whole understanding, the whole thing. So when I met with EPM, they went from the very beginning through the entire Hollister process, then brought up other counties that are doing the same thing in the state. But yeah, individually, you would gain a lot more information individually. So I'm fine with that. What I'd like to do, I think there's a fit for a company that does something like this. I'm not saying this company, but a company that looks at thermostatic controls, and primarily in this building and, well, both buildings, because of the remodel situation, we've got zoning issues and HVAC issues and all that. So that company, a company like that would look at that. So, but if you I'm sure Nikki could coordinate individual meetings with you guys. I'm fine with it. But by no means, I've only let you know, I'm not ready for an RFP yet because I don't clearly understand everything yet.
Well, we're not doing it. I mean, we're changing the way we've been doing it. I think, Danny, you recognize that. And because we've talked about this at different times, about having somebody talk to somebody and know we don't want to do that before we do the process right. So
I don't know how many times we've been approached, and I've been approached individually about somebody that I'm just going to give an example that because we've used them in the past, somebody like Sunbelt, that's environmental issues. Mm-hmm. There's been probably five or six different individuals call, and I had a call Friday from an individual that wanted to be involved in something like that. So I had them just come and visit individually and told them to get in touch with the other commissioners. So other than have them open the door to one individual to the commission, one company to the commission, I think it sends a different type of a message than what we have used in the past. Now, situation with using the computer software and things that we were using for the assessor's office. Didn't we have four or five presentations all in?
We did.
One day from different companies. I mean, we had like two or three one day and then another one or two or something like that. So, but I would rather not go into getting into that situation with every vendor that thinks they should have the opportunity to visit with the county commission on, but like to be a broad spectrum of things. I mean, when you talk about that, you could talk about companies that were wanting to sell us trucks or...
I guess I don't understand. First of all, I didn't know there was a process, so I didn't know I broke a process.
Let me give you this, maybe explain. Do you remember Mike Lidecker coming to us and he said, we do this, he put on a presentation for different entities, schools, and different ones in the community, and was asking for an opportunity to come. And the decision was, no, you can't come now. Remember that?
I do remember that.
Okay. In that same process, we hired, we engaged. We didn't have a contract or hire them, but we engaged, and I'm lost for the name. But anyway, in the energy saving field and the grant writing and all that stuff. But we said, no, you can't come. Local representative wanting to make a pitch for his company's possible bringing savings to the county. But now we're changing that process.
He was representing Performance Contracting 100%. That's what he sold.
It doesn't matter, Jim, whether it's light bulbs or...
I think it does matter.
...or computer equipment or whatever. It's still the same thing. We're telling if you can get in with one commissioner, sell him, and then you can bring it to the rest. And I'm not saying you can't, that we shouldn't talk to people and learn what's valuable. But we're not, as far as the process of being fair to all the people out there, I don't think we're doing that.
Okay.
Because you've asked and you're willing to change. I appreciate that. And just let them talk to us individually. That's a different thing. But what you've got on the agenda is for them to come to the commission and make a presentation.
Mm-hmm.
And for them to do that without making it open, and I remember Danny saying this numerous times, if we're going to do that, we're going to have to open it up to everybody. So is that what we're going to end up doing? That's my point.
I'm fine with it. If you guys are, I mean, I'm fine with it if one commissioner thinks a product is the right product for the county, that's great, and can explain it prior to the meeting. But I've done a lot of performance contracting review. I've met with two or three vendors, and the performance contracting, I don't believe this month, this year, is where there's a value to performance contracting. But
that's not my point at all, Jim. It doesn't have anything to do with performance, energy, or anything else. Again, Danny said, if we're going to have one company come give us their presentation, then we're going to have to open it up to everybody.
Okay.
And that's not what we're planning to do here.
Okay. No problem. We'll take it off the agenda, and we'll have just one company meet with you guys individually. Not an issue.
I think that would be better. Danny, what do you think?
That's fine. That's fine. That's
do you want to meet with them individually?
Sure. Yeah. I do. Danny, you want to hear from him?
Yeah. I'd say adjusting the schedule might be a little...
Were they planning, Jim, to be here on Friday, evidently?
They were planning to be here today, but we've changed it with the funeral, so Nikki can be more than happy to reschedule and... You already contacted them to cancel today, so she can work with them to set up a time for you guys.
Well, if they're coming Friday at this point, well, they can meet with one of us and then meet with the other one.
That's what I was thinking.
Wouldn't that
Friday
be fine?
Friday would be a fine time.
Yeah.
And Airport 8, just above that agreement, what is that issue? Somebody know that one?
That is... an agreement that Bob has reviewed.
For the Taney County Airport Mark Parent agreement?
Yes.
Okay.
Does that have to do with Branson Hollister Forsyth Contracting.
Why don't you make sure we get a copy or somebody? Yeah. I don't know what it is either.
Okay, it's upstairs.
Okay.
That's the only thing that
and
I
would Bob's on vacation this week, is that what I heard?
Correct.
Okay.
In our executive session above that, is that just a putting that in case something comes up? Or
so we'll Rose Bridge?
Would you pull that up? Because I had to make some notes.
You want to pull what up?
Friday at 8:45, the executive session.
That was, I believe that was a Frank issue. Wasn't that the Frank executive that got pulled?
I honestly cannot remember.
I believe it was Road and Bridge, because we had three things listed at 1 o'clock, which was Coon Creek, mm-hmm. the Southern Missouri Natural Gas, and personnel.
Okay, I may have. No. This is for
Director. This is for the executive director
for economic development. Yes.
Okay. That's what you're right. Thank you for remembering that.
I know because I always type notes on the bottom part of the invite.
I remember now that because I was hoping we could do it much earlier than that. But okay.
Yep.
Has there been any communication with him? Y'all talked with him or anything?
I haven't spoken with him.
I mean, when I met with him at the very end, he asked me when. And I told him. Probably toward the end of this week is what I told him.
He's got three weeks' notice to the company, so I think we ought to move that to a different position myself before Friday, because that gives him.
Well, the IDA wants to have a conversation with the commission.
Okay.
I mean, that's why it's an executive.
Okay.
So, and
all right.
There wasn't some availability. I know Tim can't make it Friday. If we can move it forward, that's wonderful. So
this executive session was going to include IDA, is that what you're saying?
I had asked the IDA, Tim had asked me if he couldn't make sure someone was in the meeting with us.
That's fine.
But we can move it forward, that's fine too.
So is Tim scheduled, do you think? To be here Friday?
I think Tim was going to send someone in his stead. Tim sent a note saying he wasn't able, he had prior commitment, but he was...
You say you want to move it from Friday, looking at the agenda. Danny, you're going to be unavailable Wednesday afternoon. Mm-hmm. So that would put Tuesday or Thursday.
I'm unavailable Thursday. And... I mean,
just go ahead and leave it there.
I mean, I'm fully committed on Tuesday and Thursday.
Let's just leave it there.
All right. Any other questions on the agenda?
No.
On the Slough Hollow KDOC, I mean, we don't need to change the posting, I don't guess. But to your point, Danny, with Arkansas Game and Fish here, we've got other roads. Mm-hmm. We've got Barker Hole. And,
yeah. There's a long list. I hope Randy's found some of them.
Good point. We need to check with Randy and Frank and be sure they're prepared, because this is finally a meeting after
long
months
time.
Or years, or however long it's been
to
really address that issue. All right. Sounds good. Ooh, it's 10 o'clock, too. How about a motion to go into executive?
So moved.
Second by Jim.
All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
And we're using 610.021.12 contracts. .12.
Okay.
The reason for contracts.
Nikki, before we lose you. Danny and I forgot to bring it up because Mike Britton mentioned it. This was an emergency.
Yeah.
Were we posted regular executive like we generally are? We
says
contract.
I checked box off that there is an executive contract. You guys told me to leave property damage.
Okay.
There.
Okay.
Issue.
I guess the question I'm asking is, do we need to state that this is an emergency executive session, or are we posted to have it anyway?
The contracts was on there anyway, right?
Yes, that's correct.
Contracts was on there anyway.
Okay.
So you can talk about it over there.
All right. Okay, so I guess you already said it's 610-02-112. That's what it shows here.
Okay.
All righty. All those in favor say aye.
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 Motion carries.
Give us a minute to pay this.
Gentlemen, you're